Hello, it is Friday the 9th of November 2012 and you are listening to episode 3 of The Lose Bag. I am Ed. With me today is Henry.
Hello.
And filling in for Dan is the famous internet celebrity, Nick Lewis.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm okay.
I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from Nick.
Well, you know, as a celebrity I am, I'm doing good. I'm doing all the good.
Yeah. It's good to have you on.
Nick's actually our intern for the week while Dan is in Barbados.
So I've gone from celebrity to intern.
Yeah, you're just trying to learn like the tricks
Nick's of the
trade.
Nick's our celebrity intern.
Unpaid or paid?
Unpaid.
Fuck.
We have no revenue.
Oh.
Don't worry, you get paid in shares.
Oh, okay. That's yeah. Worth.
At the end of the podcast, you'll own 2% of the Lewsberg.
Oh, gee, guys. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah, guys.
You won't be so dismissive when we're worth billions.
Yeah, when? I'm going to hold on to this 2%.
And what percentage do I have of our shares?
You have 50 and I have 50.
Well,
and then some bad accounting leaves Dan and Nick with 2% each.
That's some serious
math. Well, that is quite seriously bad.
I was going to say, there's some math there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
at the Lose Bag, we like to go above and beyond 100%.
Yeah, that's like our slogan, I think.
No, our slogan really isn't above and beyond
100%. Yeah, it is, as far as our shares are concerned.
As far as our shares are concerned, yes.
Oh. Sharing is caring, after all.
This, I feel sorry for Math right now. He's got to be crying somewhere.
Anyway, what have you guys been up to?
Not much, really.
Intern?
I've been working for you guys, obviously, as the intern, you know, fetching your coffee,
Filing. Scrubbing
your shoes.
Filing? What would there be to file?
All those internet files?
Filing all those sound bites.
So, are you guys, I guess you guys are both kind of taking part in Movember.
Yes. Oh.
Taking part in the fact that I still have a moustache.
Yeah.
I might be 2 years ahead, maybe. No, maybe not 2 years. Yeah. I'd say two years.
I trimmed my beard just today, so I guess I'm not doing very well.
I'm doing my own version of Movember.
What, where you attempt to grow a beard?
It's Shit Beard Vember. It's the title of my one.
I'm quite pleased that the old bearded fellows actually outweigh you young, unbearded wankers for once.
Whoa!
Dear, offensive there, man.
This episode is already
derailed.
All over the place.
What, I say, really?
Like, yeah. This
derailed.
Is just the catch-up section.
Yeah, we have caught up.
All right. Well, how are you, Ed? You haven't even said... I only saw you a few days ago, actually.
How am I? Yeah. I was all the way last week. It's Friday now.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Bring it down.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Had, well, kind of a crappy day at work. But no, the weekend when we went out was fun. You missed out on a good old drinky time.
I felt like shit that day. You do not know how bad I felt. Also, I don't want to see you.
Oh, whoa.
Well, I didn't really want to see you.
I want to see Henry. Yeah, Henry, I want to see you. We should do something, just us.
Well, I'm in Reading now.
I'll come and find you. I will hunt you down. And when I find you, I will kill you.
Okay.
You meant to say good luck.
That was Nick as Liam Neeson.
thank God someone got it.
I got it.
Yeah, you didn't. Okay. You didn't say the end. You didn't complete my quote.
Oh, I didn't even know there was more to it. I've never seen the film.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, his daughter gets stolen.
It's a good film.
What?
So I've been told.
Who gets stolen in number two? Because that's coming out soon.
He gets taken.
So his daughter?
And his daughter saves him.
So she's like, when I find you, I will paint your nails.
This is not what people have been doing at all.
No. Well, I saw someone fall off their bike today, and I'm glad.
I managed to break three computers today.
Really? How did you manage
that? I wasn't
that?
Finished with my story.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were.
I thought he was as well. All right. So, this person that fell off his bike, who was he?
I don't know, but he was turning into the chemistry car park, and he tried to do one of those like fancy turns where you pull like the back brake and you spin out.
Oh, yeah.
And... but it was really wet on the ground, and he was an absolute fool for trying it. And he just fell off, basically.
So, a young lad, I'm assuming, or a professor or something?
Not a professor.
Now I'm just picturing some old dude in, like, a tweed jacket.
Same.
Yeah. Although one of my lecturers fell over on the stairs in front of me before.
Did you laugh?
No. I wasn't in a very good mood.
Oh, did you sort of, like, swear at him?
No, so I just stood there and waited for him to get up.
So he just fell over and then you stopped and then watched him.
Yeah.
You are a horrible person.
Oh, anyway.
He turned to you with a tear in his eye, going, Henry, please, help.
No, he definitely didn't. He said, oh, I haven't had enough coffee yet, and like tried to joke it off, you know. But
his broken leg crawled across the floor.
Yeah, I haven't had enough coffee yet.
Let's go to lesson.
Anyway, you've managed to break some computers.
Three computers.
How did you manage that? Well, like physically or like...
Hardware-ly. Hardware-wise, so yeah, physically. I don't know, they have a suite of new computers, which is like a different room to the old room. And they're all brand spanking new, but they have maybe half a gig of RAM in each one, so you can't do anything on them, and they just overload. No. So I turned...
Are they like the computer, they're like a typewriter?
No, they're really good computers, but they just haven't bought any RAM for them for some reason. So you turn one on, I loaded up 3D modelling, it crashed. Okay, blue screen. I'll go on to the next one. Same thing. I'm going to the other side of the room. Turned it on. It broke before I even logged on. So I went to a third one, a fourth one, and it worked. Slowly.
So basically, you were just causing like memory leaks on each computer as you went around.
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
You're like some sort of villain.
I know. Can't
you go around the place, like you break into schools and colleges and things and universities and like just break all the computers.
I'm going to break
all the computers. Kind of like Jack Frost. Like walking through the land, but you take a bit longer to like log in and stuff.
So I'm some sort of ice king now, am I?
No. Anyway, so good. Well done. Good job with
Thank
that,
you.
Nick.
Thank you.
Are they improving those computers, or are you just going to have forever really shitty ones?
We don't know. Apparently they're meant to be fixing them, but they then fixed something else, which was we didn't even realize what was wrong with them.
Anyway, reviews.
Oh God.
Okay, well that signals our segue, or our, the beginning of our reviews.
My review is on the video game Curiosity, What's Inside the Cube. Have either of you heard about this?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Have you?
No.
Okay. You know
Peter
of
Molyneux.
You know of Peter Molyneux, Henry?
Peter Molyneux,
yeah?
Yes.
You know he's buggered off from Lionhead or whatever it was, and made 22 cans?
Yep.
Didn't know that. Okay. I knew he'd left.
Yeah, he's buggered off. He's made an indie studio. Okay. They've made their first game. It's an iOS free game. Yep, Android. It's as of today, Android and iOS. Okay, picture this, Henry. White room with a massive black cube. And the cube is made up of lots of little cubes, layers of cubes. Mm-hmm. And the entire world taps away at the cubes to break through.
Okay.
And that's the game.
So that seems quite...
boring, yes.
Vague. Well, I don't really know what the whole world taps away or...
The whole point is there's something inside the middle and everyone can help to tap away at the cube to break away the layers, but only one person can get what inside, and it's going to be life-changing.
Yeah, and it will... And, like, there's some weird stuff. Like, isn't there... like, the standard pickaxe is quite slow.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
one,
no, it's not.
One,
it's
one,
literally...
Like a second.
No. It's how fast you can tap with however many fingers you want to tap. But if you tap rhythmically, you can gain up a multiplier. If you clear off a screen, you can get a ton of points based on your multiplier. Yada, yada, yada. And you can buy stuff, but so far the shop doesn't work on mine, so I can't comment on anything. But you can eventually do stuff like buy a golden pickaxe, which lets you literally break away an entire layer, which would usually take about... and though week or so from the whole world doing it.
The golden pickaxe, or at least when he was talking about it before it came out, I think it was there's only one of them, and it costs like £1,000. Only one person can ever have it.
When you say only one person can get in, does that mean only one user of the game?
One
user ever.
One person will unlock the last cube.
It's all connected to the internet.
Right, so Nick, is it just tapping? What is the gameplay? Is it literally just tapping?
Literally, you have a giant cube. You can spin it around. You can zoom in to have the thing you want. You find a bunch of squares and you start tapping away, and then you clear the screen and you get points and you move on and tap some more. That's the game.
It does sound very boring to me.
The idea is, it's not so much a game as in, like, let's have fun with a game. It's more exploring a concept.
It's an experiment. It's very much an experiment. But it's free. Mm. And I sat in the toilet earlier, got about 20,000 coins.
Great.
Pretty good shit.
Yeah, but I could just, if I wanted to just tap on my screen, then I could just turn my phone off and tap on my screen.
Honestly, it is actually quite addictive.
The idea is you're not meant to, like, I don't know how you're going to review this, because are you going to review it as a game or a concept?
I don't know, but the funniest thing was, as soon as I turned it on, I spun the cube, looked at the bottom, guess what was written across the bottom in big letters? You might have beat this, but it said...
Really?
Yep.
I'm not going to bleep that. Instead, it's going to happen like several times in a row.
Oh, God. Well, literally...
So why did it say that?
Because literally, I think it was people on 4chan literally got together and went, right, we need to spell this word on the bottom, and they did.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you can see about...
So you all work on the same cube.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. It's one massive cube. But yeah, so there's literally... You can see LOL is on one side. You can see Peter, I think, spelled on the other side, and then right at the bottom. But it's been, like, sort of attacked and made to not look like it anymore. But you can still see. You can tell. It's quite funny, though. So do I have to rate it now, I guess?
Yep.
So, yeah. It's one is good, five is bad.
So. But zero is the best.
Oh, okay, but it's not going to be the best. Okay, well, if it's okay. It's 0 to 5, I'm probably... Can I give halves?
No.
Fuck. Well, I'm probably going to go for... Well, that's annoying. I'm going to go from my personal opinion.
It's not meant to be this serious.
I know. I'm making it serious, man. You are. I'm going to ruin this. I'm going to give it 2.
2?
Yeah. It's not...
What?
It's not like... It's interesting. That's why it's 2. It's perked my interest. That's why.
It's an interesting concept. Yeah.
Why don't you review the concept and the game separately?
Okay. Concept, I'll probably give it a 1.
Yeah.
The game, I'll probably give it a 5.
Great.
That's how I thought you might swing.
There you go.
That's what I'd like in a game, really. Just a good concept and a terrible game. Yeah.
The concept does drag it through, though.
Well, it's basically the worst part of Minecraft.
After that very serious review, I've decided to review corned beef today.
Oh, man. 4 out of 5. Let's move on.
I brought it up and you just brought it down.
It's quite an interesting thing.
I made it topical and classy, and you just brought it down.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I didn't really know what to review.
Intern is trying to steal the show here.
I'm trying to help you guys.
Do you want to know the best way not to ever be on this thing again?
Yeah.
Try and outstage the host. You know.
Anyway, corned beef. I think my mum bought me some food on Sunday and sent me back to Reading with it. And I think accidentally she put my stepdad's corned beef in the bag. And I was pretty hungry. I thought, oh, I'll have some of that in a sandwich. And I got it out and it was all falling apart in my hands and stuff. And the consistency was terrible. And it smelt bad. But I put it in the sandwich and it was delicious.
Oh, no.
Yeah, corned beef is great.
I've tried it. It's horrible.
But they put it in slices, but if you try and get a slice out, then it all just crumbles apart.
It's literally like corned beef. I can't throw it away. It's horrible.
It was Tesco's finest corned beef, might I add.
Okay, that's maybe a bit better then.
If there is like such a thing as the fine corn. Anyway, so I guess that's my whole review. I hadn't really planned anything, but I think on the basis of its consistency and how it feels and smells and things...
So why don't you rate it on the concept and then the gameplay?
Yeah, okay. But the concept of corned beef, what is the concept?
It's basically a way of stretching beef out further. So like you can have something which is a bit like meat, but it's not as expensive.
All right.
And then the experience
of it?
The
concept is great. The concept, wonderful.
Wonderful.
I'd probably give it a 1 out of 5 for the concept.
And the experience of the corned beef.
The gameplay.
Yeah, the gameplay of the beef. What's the mechanics? Well, what are the main mechanics of this? What can you do with this game?
You can basically just eat it.
Basically, the whole world is picking at this bit of corned beef.
Yeah. But actually, they got through it really quick because it's so crumbly. So game over.
Oh, dear.
And in the middle was just more corned beef.
Yeah.
Never ending cycle of beefy corn.
But I think based on the taste of it, probably a two out of five.
Really? That's not bad.
1 out of 5.
Are you expecting it to be that high?
No.
No. Interesting.
So there you go. Corned beef. This is an all time low for my reviews, I think. Last week was almost serious and now this week it's like corned beef.
What did last week you reviewed One Direction?
But I put a lot of time into listening to them and like writing some stuff down.
I remember listening to you guys, and now I'm one of you. What has happened?
Whoa.
Okay, maybe I'm potentially one of you.
You're a special guest intern celebrity.
As long as Dan stays dead, I can come back again and again.
Dan's not dead.
He is dead.
My thoughts are with him and his family.
My thoughts are with the fishes that are eating him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I meant I thought the fishes that are sleeping with him, but there we go.
Whoa.
Is Dan Aquaman and is he having sex with fish?
He's not Aquaman. No.
Okay.
He's dead man.
He's dead man.
He's dead man.
No.
And he's having sex with fish.
Accidentally. No, he's actually on holiday in Barbados. For the week.
Barbados.
Possibly longer. So, that's my review over, Ed.
I don't... two things to review.
Okay, Ed, stick your hand out. Okay, now move your hand down. Okay, now move it to the right. What are you touching?
The thin air.
Okay, okay, grab something. Not that. The other thing.
Okay.
Yes, that. Grab that. What is it?
It's a 10-pence piece.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Review it.
Wow, this is even worse than corned beef.
Well, on one side, it's got a nice picture of a lion. Well, it's not so much a picture, it's more of an engraving.
Oh, I've got one here.
Yeah. He is quite a fancy guy, I've got to say, actually. I've never really looked at him, but he's got got one hand in the air, like he's about to fist pump another lion. He's got a fancy hat on.
I think he's a gay lion.
Maybe, but he's got a hell of a beard.
Can I join in here? Oh, shit, that's not a 10-piece, that's an Arabic coin.
And on the other side... I've got a picture of the Queen, but she's not quite as wrinkled, which is quite... She looks better this way.
What's yours dated?
It's 1992, this one. Good year, 1992.
She's probably slightly more wrinkled than mine.
That's an Australian penny. I have nothing but foreign currency.
Don't try and join in, Nick. You're an outcast.
I found a Caribbean dollar.
Anyway, I think it's quite hard to review the 10p. I think I'll end it with giving it a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5, whoa.
Pretty.
Don't hate on the 10p.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, that's because it's got to compare to the 50p and the £2 coin, which, I mean, come on.
Okay, well, thanks for your review, Ed. That was brilliant. I'm glad you put so much time into preparing that for us.
Well, I've got more thoughts on my second review.
Okay, so, well, Nick, we'll go back to you now.
Well, Nick's is mine's the same as his. We'll go back to you.
We'll finish on mine and Nick's.
Yeah.
I've decided not to do a second one.
Okay, fair enough then. Then my second review is on the newest James Bond movie, Skyfall. And, well, so is Ed's. I'll put it bluntly, I just didn't really care for it. I wasn't going to go see it. I had no plans to go see it myself, but my dad came up and was like, we're going to see Skyfall. I was like, free movie, why not? So I went, sat down, it was a bloody packed theatre. We had to queue all the way back from like the entrance to the theatre to toilets, which was quite interesting because people started actually queuing in the toilet.
Wow.
It was really weird. We got in, absolutely packed, had to sit right at the back in the far right hand corner, which was a bit annoying. Yeah, it was alright though. The theatre was loud, everyone was quiet, it was a bit hot
which
and stuffy.
Which one did you go to?
Odeon, down at the seafront.
Alright.
Got theatre number 5, if that helps. I'll tell you now, I don't like Daniel Craig as Bond.
More of like a Sean Connery person?
It's not that I don't like him, it's I don't like how his Bond is portrayed. Because like all the old Bonds, he's like this suave, sexy, woman-loving, nigh-on-indestructible machine of like awesomeness. And with all these Daniel Craig ones, Quantum Solace and Kissing Around Owl, he's just kind of drama. And angst, and he's very much, he has issues, and everything's, I don't think it's very Bondy.
I don't think it's too much angst he has, but more into his past.
Yeah, it's a lot more emotional than the other ones. And it's just like, you've had 20-odd Bonds of him just being, I'm going to kill everything. I'm the spy. And now it's like, I have issues with my
They also
family.
Changed him in, like, in the old ones, Bond would hardly ever, like, just like break someone's nose or shoot them.
It's very violent as well. Like he used to be like,
it's like, oh, I'm going to kick you into a piranha tank and then say like, I don't know,
a funny quip.
I can't remember what witty catchphrase went with that one.
You'll be sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah, you're sleeping with the fishes.
Or like, I don't know, attach them to a car battery and then as they like get electrocuted, walk off saying shocking or something like that.
Isn't that like the mask?
Yeah, it literally was.
James Bond was like the mask.
Yes, less Jim Carrey, more. Yes, Sean Connery. So, before I go into like characters, do you want to say your overall opinion, Ed?
I thought that I thought it was good. Like, it wasn't amazing. I thought it tried way too hard to be like a James Bond type film.
Yeah, I got that from it as well.
It was all about, oh, the 50th anniversary of Bond. So it's like very self-referential to like old James Bond cliches and stuff.
Yeah, I got that as well. Two characters. It was very much, oh, this is Bond. Look, we're doing Bond.
And it's like they like walk up to an Aston Martin like, hey, yeah, we're getting into an Aston Martin because I drive those cars, don't I?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And it's like, when Q gives him his gadgets and he's like, oh, what's this? And he's like, oh, well, what did you expect? An exploding pen? It's like,
we don't do them anymore. I don't like that.
It's just like
you have gadgets. You're James Bond.
Yeah, that's the thing. He didn't have gadgets.
Yeah, and he's
like, they referenced that he didn't have gadgets.
It's like, we've moved on from the days of exploding pens. It's like, James Bond has changed a bit since 50 years ago, hasn't it?
That more enforced the fact that it was like, yeah, this isn't the old James Bond. The old James Bond was good. Bring back the old James Bond.
I was thinking it would have been a better film if they like dropped most of those sort of James Bond references.
Yeah.
Called him a different guy and like changed the name of the thing. So like you went in with no expectations. It's just like, it's just this action guy with this guy who's like seems to have a troubled past and like
trying to save his
old boss.
I guess that's the problem with series that have been going on for so long and have had so many films. Like you come to expect things and it really changes your overall opinion.
This is being made by like the people who originally made James Bond probably aren't writing and directing James Bond anymore.
No,
it's being
dead.
Written and directed by fans of James Bond.
Yeah. The thing is, it is literally a James Bond movie now. It's not even like a sequel. It's just literally an ongoing. It's like less of a sequel, more of a genre.
It's like if someone made a film out of a James Bond fan fiction. It's like a fan fiction to the point where there is actually almost a gay scene.
Oh yeah, that was. I'll go into that in a sec. What's Henry going to say?
Well, I watched Johnny English the other day in the first one.
Yeah.
And I looked at the Wikipedia page and I found out that it was actually written by like the Bond writers.
Ah, that's okay.
There's a little.
Yeah, so the gay interaction you're talking about, obviously the characters, this is obviously spoilers ahead, the like an ex.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you can listen then. Don't listen. If you don't want to know,
Go don't listen. I'll listen.
Is there a way you can just talk around the spoilers?
Okay, this character, who is the main bad guy, I really didn't like him. I thought he was, obviously it's Bond, it's going to sound stupid, I didn't think he was very believable. He was very much a cartoon character.
It was the weird contrast, because like, they were going super serious sometimes, and then the other time, I'd be like, this is ridiculous, and I was like, wait, but it's less ridiculous than the old Bond premises, it's just it feels so out of place in this new
world. Did you see it in the theatre, Ed?
Yeah.
Did you find, with all the people, whenever the scenes of the main bad guy there, were people giggling and laughing?
Yeah, I had no idea what they were laughing at, nothing was funny was happening.
No, he was just being gay.
Yeah.
He was being gay, literally homosexual.
He was like rubbing Daniel Craig's crotch and saying like, what, I bet they haven't trained you for this, and he's like, and then Daniel Craig responds, how do you know it's my first time?
And everyone laughs.
Yeah, well, I watched the first one the other day, Casino Royale, and I thought it was so weird that they wrote the scene, you know, with the chair and the hole cut into it.
I like that. I like that.
Was in the book. I thought that was so weird. Like, who?
That was in the book.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was
the 1950s book.
But that was good, though, because that was torture. In this, nope, he ties him to a chair, rubs his legs, insinuates gay sex, and then unties him.
Spoilers.
That's not really a spoiler. He literally ties him to a chair, rubs his legs, lets him go.
Yeah, I heard you.
Spoiler, the gay bit doesn't go too far.
Exactly. Spoiler, they don't end up having butt sex.
I'm not gonna watch it.
But no, I just didn't like him as a character. He just seemed really stupid. I didn't like him.
At one point, he's like shows that he's disfigured, but then they never go back to that and no one reacts. It's just like,
oh yeah, that was
what
really,
was the point of that?
Yeah, that was out of nowhere.
Were you making him look disfigured just to like scare us for a couple of seconds? Because it didn't make me like sympathise with this guy or even care, and no one else cared. It was like other actors didn't even realise what had happened.
It was kind of like plot, 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 plot. Oh, by the way, I'm disfigured. Plot, 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 plot. It's kind of out of nowhere. Didn't really need to be there.
Yeah.
Also, it's kind of weird. We're like, obviously, he takes his teeth out and his entire face deflates more or less. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
also, Alison made a very funny point. Did the end of the film remind you of Home Alone?
Yes.
It seemed really ridiculous.
Yeah, I did not like the entire, like, that, when they go, because, it's obviously, Skyfall, I just find the place being called Skyfall is absolutely stupid because it's
Scotland. Already canon.
Yeah, I know, but is it anywhere in Scotland called Skyfall or not, like Herdenflurgen?
Oh, it's just like Skyfall.
But it needs to be called like O'Reilly Farm. It doesn't need to be called Skyfall. It's not very Scottish. But no, yeah, the entire last half where he literally booby traps his house is absolutely ridiculous.
It does sound a lot like
he does. It literally is like, oh, it's him, M, and his old groundskeeper,
and, like,
I guess.
This old, like, imagine Hagrid when he's 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally just old Scottish guy. Jokes are plenty about that. And literally, he literally is a comic relief character. It was kind of stupid. Literally, he just like, oh, Bond, welcome to your old house. Let's booby trap it. Yay.
Yeah, and then they do.
It literally then
is
it's like
a montage, and they're like putting like lifting up floorboards to put little traps under them and like screwing like explosives
all
to
in the
light
floors,
switch.
Putting a bag of feathers up.
Yeah, it's like basically, it's like
it's just like
M puts a trap in the light switch, so when she turns on the lights, this little like explosion happens.
Fires nails everywhere. It's literally
sounds
like
hilarious.
The more violent version of Home Alone. It's kind of stupid. I didn't like that. And as soon as that happened, I was just kind of like, right, this movie has just gone ridiculous. But that was like last half an hour.
That was right at the end, though.
I know, but literally, it was like kind of like everything was teetering up to that point, and then it was like, well. Movie, you could have
just push it off.
You
the
could
cliff.
Have redeemed it, and now you just didn't. I'll tell you something. Do you know the Q, the new young Q,
the Q that went into the toilet.
Yes, that one. No, the character Q. Obviously, he's just played by an old man, and now he's played by a young guy.
Yeah,
I couldn't help like keep on thinking to myself. He looks a lot like Moss from IT Crowd.
He was white, but yeah, I see where you're coming.
But
from.
But it's like the young Afro-ness, and I just want in my head everything he said was in Moss's voice. I just was like, ah. Opens up the box, gives
sounds
him,
like
I've got a ruddy gun for you, Bond! That's all I could think of. I don't know why.
It sounds really, like a really funny
I
film.
I found him really annoying.
Yeah, he was really annoying as well.
But
he's a young,
like,
cocky
talking
guy.
Talking to you about this, I'm not entirely sure why I liked it, but I think I just, like, I don't know, I went in, like, expecting sort of dumb action, and that's what I got,
well,
so I wasn't too disappointed.
I can understand why people like it, because it's very much an English, it's a Bond film. If you're English, you like Bond films. It was alright, I watched it. I'm not going to say it was a shit movie, it just wasn't for me, and I could pick out its flaws, because I kind of went in thinking that. I had a problem. I go into movies picking out flaws, but oh shit, when The Hobbit comes out, I'm going to go in expecting so much and coming out with so much more.
Okay, anyway, I think that pretty much wraps up the review segment. It went on for a bloody ages.
Oh, we didn't rate them.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
How would you rate it?
I would give it a very low 3.
The low end of a 3.
Well, I can't give halves, so 3, just because it's Bond.
I'd probably give it 2.
It's not that bad. You made it sound awful, and then it's like, I suppose a 3 isn't great.
No, it's not abysmal, which is a 5. It's not bad, which is a 4. It's just not
good.
It's just average-ish. And that's done. What's next?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we didn't do the one-word haiku section, but I don't even know why we would do that.
No, we can do the one-word
haiku
section.
It's a returning segment.
Yeah.
Recurring segment.
Okay.
There are so many
recurring segment, indeed.
There are so many words in the English language. We're not. This one could outlast the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be our whole podcast, just one-word haikus.
No, because then we could run out of words.
Make some up.
Right.
Anyway, Ed, you can go first.
Oh, me first?
Yes, you first.
Division.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Nick.
Mine? Okay.
Starting with a showstopper.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up. Got to get the atmosphere right here.
Okay.
Analog,
that's a good one.
Oh, yes.
I didn't bother with this week's one-word haiku, so mine's going to seem really awful in comparison. Mine was my one-word haiku was toilet.
Well, someone had to do it at some point.
Your ones were so good. I wish I'd put more time into mine. I'm sorry, guys. I've let the loose bag down with toilet.
Oh, dear. Well, me and Ed can go over here and be deep and poetic, and you can be
good job,
toilet.
Guys. Division and analog. Excellent. Toilet. Shit.
Literally.
Toilet shit, yeah.
Oh,
so, I guess now we're on to, like, the questions from the fans.
Oh, well, they're already...
Or the listeners. We should probably call them fans. They're probably listeners.
We need to think of a name for them. Like, the losers or the baggers.
The losers. Yeah, that's brilliant. The losers. Okay, so do we? How many emails
from the losers
writing in?
From the losers.
Emails from the losers.
Yeah.
Send your emails to thelosebag@gmail.com and we will answer them on the podcast.
And we'll call you a loser.
Do it, faggot.
And we will call you a loser. Right. As always, Annabelle Marvin writes in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's quite a long question, actually.
Oh, dear.
Could just ask the question, but that would be really
context. No. Read the whole thing.
Hi, guys. Annabelle here. Smiley face. I'm after some advice. Last week, I got angry with one of my teachers and accidentally raised my voice and swore at him. He punched me, breaking my nose and two of my arms, and left me in a puddle of my own blood.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
It gets worse. Let me read on. Jeez. Also, he gave me a detention and had to miss the whole of break time, which I thought was quite unreasonable of him.
Fucking hell, that's absurd.
I know, detention, the whole of break time. Those things are like 15 minutes long.
Exactly.
Oh dear.
Anyways, right. I haven't told my parents yet because I don't want them to be angry with me. What should I do?
Okay,
love aged 7.
Can I just point one thing out here? She broke two of her arms.
Yeah.
I think we're dealing with Goro from Mortal Kombat right here.
No, she might just. I think that's perfectly fine to say. Like, I have two arms.
I broke two of my arms out of two.
Of all the arms I had, yeah. I broke two of them.
But she said I broke two of my arms. That sounds like she's got like four.
Well, I'm more amazed that she's managed to hide two broken arms and a broken nose from her parents.
How did the broken nose would be easier.
Just say your boyfriend.
Oh, well, I guess she just used the speech to text function.
I guess.
I guess so. That shouldn't be our main concern, though.
It is my main concern, but things not that good.
Okay. So what would you say, Henry? What's your advice for her?
Well, I'd say your parents must be fucking blind.
I'd say give him a taste of his own medicine.
Take a hammer in or a gun. A gun, if you can get your hands on one of those, and just kill everyone, not just the teacher. All of your school friends, and then kill yourself.
No.
Well, you asked me for my opinion and then just shoot me down, as it were.
Here's mine. I'd say, first of all, tear your arms off, because everyone knows they grow back, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, reason to state, you should tear your arms off and have muscly arms come out.
Yep.
Same for your nose as well, tear off, get a muscly nose.
flex that nose.
Go up to your teacher, raise your voice so loud that it bursts his eardrums, and then violate him in his broast eardrums until he dies.
With your muscular nose.
Yeah, that's my opinion and advice.
Okay, Ed, what would you have to say?
Well, I think it's quite simple enough. You're 7 years old and female. What you do is you take naked photos of yourself and you leave them on the hard drive of his computer, and then you start bulk emailing all those pictures of yourself naked to the FBI. From his, not the FBI.
Well, not from your own email address, obviously.
From his computer.
Right.
And don't forget to drink bleach.
Or you just make it his wallpaper so that when he next loads it up, then...
On the projector.
Yeah. Just find his PowerPoint presentations that he's going to use for the lesson and splice them in there. Won't he look silly?
This will take quite some infiltration, I should imagine.
For a 7-year-old.
I don't know, Annabelle seems like she's pretty mature for a 7-year-old.
I think she might be a dog.
I mean,
a dog?
Yeah, because dogs are pretty mature at 7.
I guess so.
I never really
thought
of that.
That's why it explains that she has two of her arms, because she technically has four.
Yeah, I guess so. I've sussed
it
out. She must
have
used the text to her speech.
This isn't
speech to text.
And this isn't her teacher, this is her dog trainer.
Dog trainer. Yeah, that would make sense.
I raised my voice.
She went.
And barked.
She barked. I've got it. I'm done. This is. I'm a genius.
Annabelle Marvin is.
She's
dog
a rubbish dog trainer, though. If the dog barks at you, you break both of its arms and its nose.
It's a really. Yeah. I didn't say it was a good. I just said
and
it was.
That's why Annabelle's parents haven't noticed, because they're dogs and they don't really care about.
Yeah. She just kind of whimpers and they just smack the dog.
They punch her as well.
They're very
muscular noses.
Well, I'm afraid this podcast is not to answer questions of dogs, Anne.
Yeah, disregard everything we said. You need to kind of leave. Don't come back.
Or if you can find a human to ask you your question for you,
but that's cheating.
Where you could subvert it.
We don't support proxies. Next question.
Next question.
Dan Hatcher writes in. Ex-host Dan Hatcher. Our thoughts are with him.
He's right from the grave. Did he Ouija this to you?
Dan Ouija boards this to me. Since it appears I'm being replaced by minor celebrity Nick Lewis this week, I feel I should send an email. And it is a question. Some farms sell eggs from happy hens. How can they quantify and prove their happiness?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Yes, it is obviously. Why don't you tell us, Henry?
It goes on. I'm so jealous I don't get to finally meet minor celebrity Nick Lewis. I'm going to get back to my holiday in Barbados. I'll see you lose bags next week.
Well, first things first, I don't like the term minor celebrity.
Major A-list celebrity.
Yes, major A-list intern celebrity.
Lewis, to you.
To you.
That's Mr. Celebrity to you, boy.
Anyway, the question.
So how do you...
It's an obvious...
How do you...
As far as actually quantifying...
Oh, is that how you measure happiness in hens?
Yeah, I think you just count the number of smiles.
Yeah, I was going to say, just look at them smiling.
You can see the chicken smiling.
Well, the formula for happiness is smiles over time.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it. But also, you could have, in the original Willy Wonka film, they have like the bad egg measurer
thing
for the golden eggs. They could have a similar kind of thing, but for like happy eggs.
But that's not really the chicken, that's the egg.
Yeah, he does say the eggs come from happy hens.
Well, happy eggs and happy hens. So if the eggs are terribly sad,
I think.
But no one cares about that.
Wouldn't you be sad if you were an unborn fetus who was going to be eaten?
I've got it.
I've got it. One of those.
You put a gun to the chicken's head, and if it lets out a solitary tear, you know it's had regrets in its life, and it is sad. Then you pull the trigger.
Okay.
So if it doesn't cry,
and then you pull the trigger
because they won't take it seriously if you don't do it properly. Then if they don't cry, they have no regrets, and therefore they're a happy chicken. And then you shoot them.
It's simple. We kill the chicken.
Yeah, and you look at it before it dies, and then
you're ridiculous, or something along those lines. I can't remember the actual quote.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh dear.
Didn't write the Dark Knight. It's simple. Exactly. Kill the Batman. You're ridiculous.
The Dark Knight.
I'm the Joker, bitch. Oh wait, wrong series.
The Dark Knight rises. The Dark Knight swims.
Is that
again?
What does that make it them, the goose up then? Do you want to know how I got these feathers? Hark!
No, he's still the joke. He's still the Joker. It's just Batman is instead. He's someone who dresses up in a duck costume.
So it's like, Bat Duck, you've kindly come.
Bat duck? Well, no, duck man. Not like a duck who dresses up as a bat.
Okay, I got the wrong thing. I imagine a little duck just pecking the floor with a Joker pointing a gun at him.
Well, that would make a great joke.
Yeah, it'd be much better than duck man.
Bat duck does sound quite hilarious.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, next question.
Okay, next question.
Lawrence writes in and asks. He's asks a lot of questions, so I'm just going to fire these off machine gun style. So sure.
Well, no, but can we have some time to answer?
Sure answers. Okay. Yeah. Lawrence writes in and asks, have you seen a six-fingered man anywhere nearby?
Yes.
In my pants.
Next question.
Lawrence writes in and asks, what is this podcast actually about?
Nobody knows.
The teenage lives of teenage girls.
Oh, that's probably more accurate. Next question.
Lawrence writes in and asks, how come Viva does the same thing with South Park?
I think you were reading these in the wrong order, but I think that will become appropriate with the next question. I don't really know the answer to that question.
Because Aviva do what Aviva don't.
Okay. Lawrence writes in and asks, how come E4 shows of How I Met Your Mother completely out of order? How come E4 shows episodes of How I Met Your Mother completely out of order? Come on, it's a simple
Henry,
question.
Henry, come on, I have my answer.
It's a simple question, but I don't know the answer.
How come?
I don't think there is an answer. It's obviously not deliberate.
I have an answer.
It is deliberate.
I have an answer. They are in order. They are the delirious remembering memories of an old man thinking about how he met his wife. Of course they're not going to be in order. He's got amnesia or something.
Oh, yeah.
Alzheimer's.
No. Simple question. Alzheimer's.
He's got all the Alzheimer's.
All the Zyme.
Next question.
Anyway, next question.
How come Gurren Lagann was so amazing?
Because Ro-Ro fight the power.
I don't even know what that is.
Sorry, repeat.
Ro-Ro fight the power.
Ro-Ro fight the power.
Yep.
I guess that's an answer.
Fantastic. This next one's not a question. Should I read it out anyway?
Yeah.
Lawrence writes in and asks, there is a rash on the moon. Discuss.
No.
Yes.
Discussion over.
Next question.
Lawrence writes in and asks, how do we stop the babies?
More gay sex.
It's simple. We kill the duck bat. Or the duck bat, depending on the...
What about the bat duck?
Oh, it all depends on your sexual persuasion.
Lawrence writes in and asks, how come cricket isn't illegal yet?
It doesn't break any laws.
Lawrence writes in and asks, how do I fit a monkey in a blender? It's easy. Open the lid, monkey in, close lid.
Big blender, basically.
Hey, big blender.
Blend this monkey.
Indeed. Next question.
Lawrence writes in and asks, how tall is Neil Patrick Harris? And how tall would he be if Earth's gravity were 5% higher?
He's 4'7".
And he'd be 5% taller.
Yeah, done.
Lawrence writes in and asks, where do I go to get supreme quality frogs?
At the supreme quality store.
Obviously. That's a question that kind of answers itself, really.
Yeah.
eBay.
eBay.
Yeah, Lawrence writes in and asks, what is up with plastic bags?
What's down with you reusable bags?
Excellent answer. Yeah. Next question.
Lawrence writes in and asks, why do my pits smell like cookies?
Because that's where you keep them.
I think it's because all you eat is cookies, and that's not what happens.
You sweat breadcrumbs.
You sweat cookies.
No, it's not bread. I don't think you've had very good cookies, have you?
You just had bread.
You had bread with chocolate.
It's you that had bread. Okay, next question.
You lived a deprived life. Your mum just got like bread and put squished raisins into it and said, "Who wants cookies?"
Chocolate chips bread.
Yeah.
From our chocolate chips loaf. Sounds pretty good.
Lawrence writes in and asks, this is the last question, so take your time with this one. He doesn't write that. That's just me adding my own.
Okay, yeah, got that.
Lawrence writes in and asks, what makes a horse go nuts in Vienna?
A lady horse in Vienna also, well, if it is a male horse.
I can't stop thinking about Vienna ice cream, I'm really hungry now.
Oh, I can't stop thinking about male horses, and I'm really hungry now.
God. Alright, well, you go get your semen, obviously, and I'll go get my ice cream.
No, I just like horse meat, if you know what I mean.
No, well, I know what you mean. That's why I said semen.
What was your answer, Nick? Ice cream?
Yeah. Okay.
And well, that was great.
I'm going to say Fox News. Horses hate Fox News. They watch it and they just get really angry.
Only ones that are in Vienna, or just... worldwide.
No. It's weird. The horses in Vienna get like a scrambled Fox News channel. And that's
like, bloody hell, why won't it work? Hey.
They're tearing down the rivers.
Hey, it's too controversial.
Go for a lovely swim.
Yep.
Okay.
Next question.
Anyway.
Well, that's the end of Lawrence's question.
Good. God damn it, I regret asking him too much questions.
I quite enjoyed it.
It was, yeah, but man.
I prefer that format.
It means I don't have to look for fake questions. I mean,
no.
What do you mean, Ed? Whoa! Censor that shit.
Kirsty Murney, is that how I say it?
Yeah,
Murney.
Anyway, Kirsty Murney writes in, hey, been listening for a couple of weeks now and really loving the show.
She hasn't even heard the second episode, she's only heard the first episode. But carry on.
How do you know it's the same Kirsty Murney you know?
Just guessing.
It's a common name.
Okay, carry on.
Would you buy a suit from Korea for £35?
This is quite a specific
also,
question.
Can you give my mother Mandy a shout out? Much appreciated, smiley face.
Well, there goes the shout out to Mandy, I guess.
There you go, dumb.
Hey Mandy, how's it going?
I'm gonna.
Oh, that's horrible.
I want to say something here, guys. Just give me, let me have a moment here. Kirsty, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. Would you have angered man with a certain set of skills? Now, you've taken something from me, and I want it back. But when I find you, and I will find you, I will kill you.
Good luck!
Yay! Kirsty! And Kirsty's mom!
Okay.
Would you buy a suit from Korea for £35?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it seems like it'll be good. If it's probably worth £35.
I don't know.
Well, which Korea?
Ooh.
She doesn't say. She just says from any of the Koreas.
Wait, because which one's the bad Korea?
North Korea.
Which one's the one where the dancing guy's from? The opera style one.
PS1. Well,
I guess it's South Korea since it's on the internet.
Then I want to blow up both halves.
Okay.
So no. Pick another Asian country.
Were you talking about the Gangnam Psy?
Yes.
Okay.
But South Korea, they've got all those deaths due to StarCraft and stuff.
Oh,
that
yeah.
stuff's hilarious.
Yeah, that's actually pretty that's good, actually. Funny. So yeah, I'd say from South Korea, I would buy one.
If it had the StarCraft logo on and the blood of Korean people who had died playing it.
If whenever you tried to put it on, it would shout, "You must construct additional pylons." Then I would certainly wear it.
Excellent. Well, that was a good answer.
Yeah, I enjoyed. That was good. I enjoyed that question.
Did you say you would get one?
Nah.
No.
I don't really. I'm not really a suit kind of guy.
Well,
a waste of £35.
You've got to wear a suit at some point in your life. So I thought, I'm at the point now I've pretty much stopped growing, so done.
Yeah, but £35 is quite cheap for a suit. If I'm going to buy a suit to wear to formal occasions, I'm going to spend more than £35.
But it's Korean.
Yeah, exactly. You could sort of...
They're well known for high-quality suits.
Yeah.
I don't know. A £35 Korean suit seems like it'd come with the blood of children, like ingrown...
Wait. This isn't China, man. This is Korea.
This isn't Apple China.
Yeah, this is... Microsoft Korea.
It's just regular Korea. Anyway, are there any more questions, Ed?
No, that's it for the email section.
Well, I have a question. I was going to give you...
Okay.
Nick
talks in and asks.
Yeah.
Nick butts in and asks.
Dear losers. No, wait, no, we're the losers. Dear baggers. I'm a long-time loser. This is my first time talking to you guys, and I'd like to know... If you could have sex with any kind of tree, what tree and why? Thank you very much.
Any kind of tree.
So you've asked a question to the losers, is that right?
No, to you. I don't know what to call you.
To us.
Yeah, because they're the losers. We're
The listeners can answer this one. Just send in your answers. That would be interesting.
Yeah, losers out there.
No, I've got an answer.
Okay,
we'll answer it as well.
We'll let them have an answer as well. You can have a thing next week if I'm not there.
I think... Which ones are the ones with the really big leaves? Like oak trees, maybe?
Yeah, oak trees. Why?
Okay, well, I reckon... Well, or any old tree, really, but at a certain time of year, autumn specifically, they are particularly appealing to me. You know, they, like, shed all their clothes. They're just, like, they're asking for it, if you ask me.
Good answer.
So, autumn trees, in general.
I'd like an oak tree, you know, like a nice, strong oak tree. I like to be held. I like to... like something strong to just... Hold me into their branches and, you know.
That's a good answer.
Fist you.
And fist me with all its worst.
It's more twig you, really.
Oh, my God.
Just take the whole trunk.
Do I have to answer my own questions, seeing as I'm actually on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would go for... I'm not sure. I would go for a coniferous tree. Is that how you pronounce it?
Coniferous
tree. Because
green all year round and stuff.
Yeah, because you've always got a nice bit of green to grab hold of. Never a bare moment with those trees.
Right.
Also,
I think I'd actually choose a monkey puzzle.
Coniferous trees tend to be like piney, so they smell nice as well.
Yeah,
you'll
have a pinhole dick, but it'll smell good for the other ladies.
Yeah, but trees. You get all sticky. Pine trees are always sticky. You'll just be covered in sticky stuff at the end of it.
Makes it nice and... It's like lubricant, kind of, but the opposite.
Really sticky, horrible lubricant.
Oh, yeah.
To each their own. Don't flog it till you try it.
There is actually... I think it's called dendrophilia. Is the...
Then you guys can just call me Denderman.
We'll just call
Denderman.
You're such a dendrophile.
I know, I just can't help touching...
And a dendrophile.
Man, I just see a sapling, I just can't control myself. I'm now a pedophile, dendrophile.
Yeah, dendrophile, a person who is sexually aroused by trees, as in dendrophilia.
Good, I am now the dendrophile. I love trees,
cool.
Man.
I am the dendrophile.
Right. And with that bit of news, I think we should draw this to a close. I think we should get Nick to end the show, as he's filling in for Dan.
Okay, well, hello, losers. This is Nick. I would just want to thank you so much for listening to the losebag at gmail.com. Remember, tune in next time when we'll have Dan back. I may or may not be here, but just let it be known. I love each and every one of you, except you, Henry.
Oh.
Hey.
This is the losebag, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.